It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to a Motivational Monday, the 1st of August. That's right. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. And as always, on the first day of each month, we remind you to check your smoke alarms. Yep, they sound just like that. You check your alarms. You just walk around and push the button on all of them. Make sure that they function properly. If you need assistance, you can always contact your local fire department, because they would much rather come to your home and help you with a smoke alarm than come to your home and have to have a fatal fire. So contact them. Smoke detectors last about 10 years because they are made of plastic, you know, and they just don't last that long, unfortunately. All right, let's talk about some sports. We got a game tonight. This is game one in the series with the Cleveland Guardians at 4:10. And that's on KNTR Sports 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. They're growing in the service area. That's right. You can go on the web and they will email you when you sign up and tell you when they're coming to your neighborhood. So go to TWNcom.com/Mojave, and then just fill out the information there. You're not committing to anything. You're not saying, I want your service. You're not saying, I'll pay this or pay that. You're just saying, tell me when you're coming, and then give me more information the closer you get. You can also call 888-227-2095. You can also stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glamour Inn. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and lunch. That's right. Downstairs, you're going to find three great restaurants. The Island Style Kitchen, the Unique Eatery, and Daniels. And over in the corner, we have the Sweet Ice Cream Store. And then upstairs, everything from clothing to boots, chocolate to movies, and sports items to sunglasses. On the front of the mall, a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a bar, dollar store, and a nail salon. Check us out at the mall. Bullhead City Insurance Center. Yes. They insure your auto, your home, your commercial business, your recreational vehicles, and even more. Bullhead City Insurance has many companies at their fingertips. This allows them to compare coverage, deductibles, and rates to find you the perfect package that you need for coverage. Licensed in Arizona, Nevada, California, call 928-768-4211. ProFit Kitchen rolling into their second year with healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinner. Eric's going to be in here in a couple of weeks, I believe. Getting ready to expand out into Mojave Valley and Kingman. If you haven't tried ProFit Kitchen yet, you should go up there today in the Riverview Mall and have lunch, because it's good for you. Yeah, you don't have to sit through a drive-through. That's the best part, isn't it? So check it out today. Up in the Riverview Mall. You can go to his website and see his whole menu. That's ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. All right, into the studio today. We're going to be playing Elton John today. We pick one band, one musician on Mondays, and we just load him into the computer, and he's there the whole time. So today, it's Mr. Elton John. And in the studio, first time on my show, running for Bullhead City Council, write-in candidate, Eva Corbett. Hi, Eva.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you for inviting me, Larry.
You bet. I have a whole list of questions. I'm going to ask you the same questions I ask all the other candidates.
Oh, boy.
So the listeners can make up their minds. Who's your favorite past city council person or mayor?
That would be Jack Hickam.
Okay. All right. And who works directly for the city council?
City manager.
Okay. All right. Bullhead City started with a 2-cent sales tax back in the 80s. Mm. Should that be raised?
Nope.
Okay. How much water rights do we have, and do you see conservation measures in our future?
We should start conservation measures now. We have an allotment of water from Colorado River water, and it is under our jurisdiction now. We do run the water program here, okay. Utilities.
In Bullhead City, do we do enough for the homeless population?
No.
Any ideas what we could be doing for more?
Well, I have some ideas about putting them to work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Share them.
Well, they come to the center and give them some duties. And there are some that will want to work. There are others that will not. But that's a way of giving them a hand up instead of a handout.
Okay. This question came from a listener. Do you think there should be a second homeless shelter in North Bullhead City?
Yes.
Okay. Another question from listeners. Should Bullhead City establish certification for service dogs that are allowed in businesses?
Yes.
All right. Mojave High School just added metal detectors to get into the campus for students and guests.
That's a great idea.
I was going to say, what's your thoughts on that?
We should do it here as well. I've been promoting that for years.
Here, where?
In Bullhead City. Okay. High school district.
All right.
I think, don't we have some kind of video machines or something?
I'm not sure.
In the classrooms, we don't have video?
No.
Okay. We should have.
What are your thoughts on the 2020 election? Was it stolen?
Oh.
This comes from a listener.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm a Trump fan, so, of course, I think it was stolen.
Okay. The next question is, are you worried about this year's election?
Yes. Voter integrity is one of our main concerns with the Republican Party.
Okay. Can you tell me some of the businesses that are coming to Bullhead City?
Well, I'm not privy to a lot of them, but I do understand that... we've been pushing for some more restaurants over in the Target Center area. And so I'm hoping that we will get some more. I'd like to promote other restaurants to come into the area because I think we're going to need them once we get that bridge built and we have people coming up and down that way.
Okay. Is Bullhead City the government transparent enough?
No government is transparent enough. There's always room for improvement.
Okay.
But they do pretty good.
All right. What can Bullhead City do to help the qualified workforce?
Explain qualified workforce?
Well, you know, for example, the city itself right now is looking for a public information officer. They've had it posted for quite a while. Mm. They're not getting a lot of applicants. They're not getting qualified people to apply. Every business has their requirements for qualifications, so they're looking for qualified individuals. And what can we do to assist in that as the city?
Well, hire a headhunter. It's always a problem getting qualified people to work.
Okay. Community Park has been close to, this came from a listener. Community Park has been close to cut in half with a road that went through it that the city mm-hmm. is now allowed to charge for parking on the north side by the future splash pad. Mm-hmm. Former city council member Mark Clark was in favor of removing that parking lot altogether and expanding the park. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's a touchy one because I'm a member of the museum. I'm a fundraiser for the museum, and I don't like that road. I don't like it where it is.
Okay.
I don't care for it, but I don't know of any other way they could have gotten through to the other parking lot.
What ideas do you have for increasing water safety on the river?
I think we should partner with Laughlin, Clark County, and make them share that with us because, you know, the river belongs to both states. And I don't think that their side does enough We do a bunch on our side, but they should share in that because there are launches on that side for boats and other watercraft. So I believe they should do that.
They do house all the lifeguards that come to town each weekend.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, Laughlin pays for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that Toby Cotter and some of the leaders here in Laughlin are meeting now.
So, good.
Yeah, they've started to.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our first break. If you have questions, you can call in too. 702-298-1063. We'll come right back and ask Eva some more questions. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, Paul Lavoy from Lake Havasu City with Sonny Borelli, our Arizona State Senator. And Big Jim will be in there too. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
I love the turkey burger at ProFit Kitchen. It's delicious. Ah, you got to try it. Hey, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Mojave Electric Cooperative announces 2 $5,000 grants for teachers' SunWatt Educational Grant Program. Teachers need to submit a written curriculum based around renewable energy. Grants must include subject matter, an outline, materials, supplies, and costs. If you have any questions, call Julia at MEC 928-763-1100. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. They do not buy catalytic converters, so if you cut that off of somebody else's car, you're not going to sell it there. But they will turn you in. Plus, curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Call Bulldog at 928-753-6786, or you'll find them at bulldogdisposal.com on the web. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Yeah, the new breakfast menu is out. You should check it out. They got delicious buttermilk pancakes topped with hot melted chocolate. Yeah, not for me. You know, diabetic can't do that. But see the entire menu and check out the all-new breakfast menu. We were there last night for dinner with my daughter and grandkids from my birthday, and I had a waffle. You know, you can have breakfast any time of the day there. That's the best part. Then there's the desserts, you know, the fresh cookies and the muffins and the pies. And, take a whole pie home if you want. Yes. Plus the chocolate overload cake and chocolate peanut butter drop, all at Perkins. And don't forget, Fish Fridays, all you can eat. Walker Service Electric, Walker Electricians have the experience, the training, and the certificates for residential issues and commercial issues, along with new construction and Highline Power. Highline Power is like RV parks, okay. Trucks on the road every single day throughout Mojave County, Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead, and all the areas in between. If you ever need an electrician, write down this number. Put it in your cell phone, actually, because they're available 24/7 if you have an emergency on the weekends. 928-718-9444. All right, back in the studio with Eva Corbett, running as a write-in candidate for city council. Why write-in? Why did you go with the write-in?
Well, my husband was sick, and so that's why I didn't get my petitions done. But he wanted me to run again, and because, you know, this is my third time.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you, I think, three times, right?
No, I ran once.
Just once?
Yep.
All right. Anyway, this is my third time, guys, so you got to get me in there this time.
Okay. What ideas do you have for reducing traffic on Highway 95?
Oh, that's a big problem. Well, I think coordinating the lights maybe would help. And even reducing speed maybe would help. There's a lot of accidents on 95. Many, 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 many every day. Police department says it's very, very dangerous driving on 95.
All right.
What do you think?
What do I think? Oh, I drive it every day, so. Now kind of a rapid-fire question.
All right.
All right. Give an A to F grade on each of these areas within the city.
Oh, my.
City parks.
A.
Roads.
C.
Water system.
C.
Police department.
A.
Planning and zoning.
A.
Animal control.
B minus.
Senior campus.
A.
Toby Cotter.
A plus.
Okay.
I love Toby Cotter.
All right.
Everybody knows that.
Should Bullhead City keep throwing water? I mean, keep throwing money into our water system?
Yes. We bought a broken water system from EBCOR, those bad guys.
In the world of recreation, does Bullhead City do enough for local families?
Recreation, we're doing our best. I mean, we're working on it every day. I mean, you do a lot. We have the splash pad, and we have so many activities coming in. I mean, we're doing new construction in Rotary Park and in the community park.
Okay.
So any ideas, be sure you tell me, because I'm a good listener.
What keeps you awake at night when you think about Bullhead City? Concerned.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think about safety of our teenagers because a lot of them are into drugs and alcohol, and I worry about suicides because there's a high, it's like an epidemic of suicides in our city. People don't hear about it, but not just in our city, but in our area, local area. So I'd really like to have a task force set up to address that with the police department. I think maybe we could do like a teen police academy for, like we have for the citizens academy, like a nine-month program, and get them involved in that and see how dangerous these drugs are, because you really don't know what you're taking.
Right.
Somebody gives you a pill and it could be laced with something that'll kill you.
Okay.
Like fentanyl.
Is there something else you'd like to see in Bullhead City that's not here currently?
Well, you know, we're always looking for new businesses, and we need some more businesses out at the airport. I think the Dot Foods is a big area, and they brought in a lot of. I want the the big stores that would bring in employees that would get higher pay.
Okay.
That attracts more people that are. That are interested in building the city and growing the city.
There's a building under construction right now next to Dot Foods. You know what that is?
No, I do not.
Frito-Lay.
Hey, Frito-Lay. I love Frito-Lay.
Any idea when the deal will become complete, when BLM and the city eventually gets to take over Section 12?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I'm not privy to that.
All right. When do you believe that the city council members can give direction to Toby Cotter, the city manager?
Well, they need to meet with him if they have a concern. I know Toby's always open to meeting with anybody.
Okay, but my question is, when can the council give him direction, tell him to do something or not do something? Or
I think you probably have to go through the mayor for that.
Okay.
I think the mayor is the director of the council, so you would go to the mayor and then tell him about your concern, and then he would meet with you and Toby and the council member and Toby, and you work on that issue.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
Do you believe Bullhead City should attempt to annex Fort Mojave into the city?
I would really like to see that.
Yeah, okay.
But Fort Mojave's kind of resistant to that, aren't they?
I don't know. What are your thoughts about the southern border? This came from a listener, and the wall.
Well, we need to continue building the wall. You know, we're getting a big gun here in the city, a huge gun. It's, I forgot the name of it. Do you remember what the name of it is? Howitzer, maybe?
I'm talking about the southern border.
Well, we just blow it up. Blow the people up. No, teasing. We do need to build our fence, you know, the southern border. This is just wide open. People are coming in the millions. I'm against that. And I'm against them dropping off the people in Bullhead City. So I need to address that.
Okay. All right, Eva, do you have a website or a way for people to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. They can call me at home.
Okay.
Or text me. My home number is 928-758-8464, or you can text me at area code 714-321-4700. And I have several web pages. I mean, not web pages, but Facebook. Eva Avon Corbett, because I'm an Avon representative for the past 12 years. And I have several sites. One of them is Friends of the Mojave County. No, I'm sorry. Yes, Friends of the Mojave County Sheriff's Canine Unit, and also Friends of the Bullhead City Animal Shelter. And I love hearing from you guys.
Okay, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for inviting me on Motivational Monday.
You bet. All right. Coming up next, hey, the Laughlin Library is going to be right here in the studio. Tanya will be telling you everything that's going on at the library for the whole month of August. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to have Manny McCabe from the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce. He's in charge of membership and marketing.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Attention Mojave County Realtors. This is Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I just made getting your investor clients qualified for financing a whole lot easier. With Mojave Mortgage stated income programs, your investors could qualify for loan limits up to $1.5 million. Don't let this amazing opportunity to help your investors pass you by. Contact Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
There is one company that services all your insurance needs. Bullhead City Insurance Center insures auto, home, commercial, recreational vehicles, and even more. Bullhead City Insurance has many companies at their fingertips. This allows them to compare coverage, deductibles, and rates to locate you, the customer, the perfect coverage. Let Bullhead City Insurance work for you. Licensed in Arizona, California, and Nevada. 928-768-4211. 928-768-4211.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, rated a 4-star facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The exceptional, hardworking employees constantly sanitize every square inch of the building for the customers, the patients, the residents, the employees, and the guests. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, plus a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, installation, repairs and replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation with landscaping, and an owner on the job every single day. Experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. I just saw them in Laughlin today when I was coming in. Call Barron's at 928-758-5499. Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking for some money? Well, maybe you need a vacation home or a pool or an add-on. Well, call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. He'll sit you down at his big desk and you'll fill out some paperwork. You need $180,000. Then while you're filling out paperwork, you look up and he's gone. There's no windows. There's no doors. Where'd he go? Well, his chair is a dumbwaiter and it goes down into the vault, the size of the Pentagon underground. And he goes and gets your money off his shelf, $180,000, brings it up on a silver platter and hands it to you. It's that simple. Almost. Call him up, 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Yeah. Now in the studio, the enthusiastic Tanya Wirth with the Laughlin Library.
Good morning,
Larry. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see
doing
you.
Doing great.
First day of the month.
Yeah, happy August.
Yeah.
Happy monsoon season.
I know. Oh, gosh, it poured last night.
Did it really?
Yeah, on my side, yeah.
We didn't get anything, I don't
know.
Think.
It poured in my neighborhood, but sometimes it misses my neighborhood altogether.
Yeah, I feel like it goes perfectly around my neighborhood most days.
Oh, I know. It's funny how it travels when the storm comes through.
I know.
My daughter was over with her kids, and they were getting ready to leave, and it was just pouring. And I said, oh, just hang out for 5 more minutes, and it'll clear up. And sure enough, it did, you know. It just keeps moving.
Yeah, well, at least we're getting something this year.
Yes. My plants can all use it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now it'll be 115 today.
Exactly. Of course.
So how's our Laughlin Library?
The Laughlin Library is doing really, really well. We are at full throttle at the library.
I got to tell you, I thought about you so much this weekend. My mother-in-law, who's 94 years old.
Oh, wow.
Got a new cell phone. And she had an iPhone, but I don't think that her daughter got her an iPhone again. I think she got her something else.
Oh, brother.
And she was telling me she's having such a hard time learning this phone. So I called my son and said, you got to go over and help your grandma. So he went over and he helped her yesterday because she said to me this morning, well, at least I can order my groceries now. I'm like, oh, okay, that's pretty important.
And so, yeah, that's the kind of thing you want to use these things for.
Yeah.
They need to work for us, you know.
I know, and I thought to myself, I wish she was here locally because she could go to the Laughlin Library and you'd show her all about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We still do device advice. Anybody with, if it's a smartphone, a laptop, an e-reader, or other technology, if they get stuck, they can come to our librarians and we'll try to get them unstuck.
Fantastic.
So we're open every day of the week. So just drop on in with your own personal device and we'll do our best.
And that sounds like a service you wouldn't expect from a library.
Right.
Do they do that in Vegas too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not just you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of what libraries do now are so rooted in these new technologies. It's
right.
Like since the internet came on and we've got all these, you know, a million resources for information, it's almost like you need a librarian to kind of keep you organized.
Right.
Because it's the Wild Wild West out there.
It is, too.
So, but yeah, we will help anybody with their own device. They just come on in. We've got a lot of stuff going on in the library. It is a very busy August this year.
Good.
I'm happy to announce that our Lego Club is now going to be weekly for the kids. That's going to happen on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock. Kids can just come in. It's a very casual program. Drop in, make something fun with Lego bricks, and then proudly display your Lego creation in our glass display case for the world to see. Yeah.
How cool.
So that's back on a weekly basis, which we're really excited about. This is Lego Club on Wednesdays, 4 o'clock for ages 5 to 11.
I was going to say, what ages do you see that are still into Legos?
Usually the 5 to 11 crowd is a strong crowd.
Yeah.
We do like for, you know, folks to bring the whole family, so younger siblings.
And you do get boys and girls, right?
Of course. Oh,
yeah.
Totally. Yeah, that's one of the ones that brings everybody out. And even older kids want to play with their younger siblings, you know.
Well, I think a girl starts building stuff and she thinks, maybe I should be an engineer as I grow up.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of our toys are STEM toys. They don't seem like they would be. A lot of people don't think of Legos as a STEM toy.
Oh, yeah.
But it is like an important developmental, scientific, creative problem solving, a good development toy for kids.
My grandson was up last night. We had dinner and he's 8 and he still loves Legos.
Perfect age.
He's still into Legos big time.
Yeah, because you're creating something with your mind and creative problem solving and using patterns and numbers and logic and reasoning. And it's just, you know, it's in a safe place for our kids. So we love Lego Club. We're happy that it's back weekly. Come on down with the family, ages 5 to 11, and they get to display their Lego creation in our glass display case afterwards.
And that's every Wednesday at 4.
Affirmative, yeah.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay.
Then the other big thing happening this week, actually on Wednesday, today's Monday, so in 2 days, we're going to have a back-to-school safety program presented by our Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department folks.
Okay.
So Metro's going to be out on Wednesday at 1 o'clock for an all-ages program. Families are welcome. They're going to give a presentation on back-to-school safety, healthy boundaries, bullying in school and also online.
Fabulous.
They're going to talk about how to be safe on the bus and how to be safe in the car or at home. I heard they're going to offer snow cones on Wednesday, so definitely drop by with the kids on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. There's supposed to be some trivia games, and they're also going to present the movie Zootopia. Yeah, it's a Disney new movie. So,
well, and, you know, young kids that haven't maybe been to school still need to learn about riding on a bus.
Yes.
Still need to learn about crossing the roads and so on and so forth. So that's great that they're doing that.
Yeah, they're going to come out to the library, do a little program for the kids. And, yeah, hopefully some of those tips and tricks sink in with families so that they can be safer at home and in school spaces.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And then we're doing a Play-Doh Free Play Friday. This is going to happen this Friday, the 5th. At 4 o'clock. This is also for the school age crowd, so ages 5 to 11. Just come on down. We're going to provide all the Play-Doh you need to make all the sculptures you want. So that's happening on Friday at 4. Team painting is starting up at our branch. We are going to do an underwater scene this time. So I'm sure you've seen around those painting classes or events where it's a simple scene. They present you with the idea, and then you go ahead and do it yourself. We'll be doing that for kids ages 12 to 17.
Wow.
And that's going to be happening on Wednesday the 10th at 3 o'clock.
I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Does your boss go nuts when he reviews your budget request and it has paint and Play-Doh and Legos?
You know, I'm glad you asked that because this has come up recently. The fiscal year just restarted for
right.
us. And we look at our budget numbers. It is bargain basement prices. We are very conservative when
right.
it comes to the numbers. And they're very supportive. So between their budget and our budget, we get spoiled rotten down here. So I recommend anybody to come into the library and use these fun things that are provided to the community. Anybody in the area, even on the Arizona side, they're welcome to come by and check out our collections and to do all these wonderful programs.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I want to make sure that the upper library management of Clark County support you with these programs.
Yeah, usually they don't ask me, you know, to pay. They pay
you
for
you need $100 in Legos? What?
Yeah. And you know, a lot of our Legos have been here since before I started, like 8 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
I think there was a community group, and they got together, and they just dumped a bunch of Legos, and we still have them. Sometimes I have to replace the number of horse Legos or tree Legos, but I'm sure there's thousands and thousands and thousands, and we've just had them. We take good care of them, and
right.
we don't need to buy them all the time. You know?
Yeah, they don't break unless you step on them.
Yeah.
And then they hurt your foot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And for some reason, tree Legos are always disappearing.
Oh, we
kids love the tree Legos.
Everybody wants to take one home.
Yeah, they're cute. So, yeah, and then we do Sunday Fun Day still, Sunday the 14th, 2 o'clock, school-age kids 5 to 11. Welcome to join Miss Tracy for a variety of fun activities. And we're going to have a story time on Monday the 15th for the littles, so 3, 4, 5 years old.
Oh, okay.
I really wanted to stress here that kids that age, we never expect them to stay still. I think a lot of folks are like, I can't take my kids to story time because they're not going to be able to sit still. And that's usually the case for the first second, third, fourth time that they visit with us.
Right.
But eventually, it's fine. And also, no one expects them to. So if you have to leave and come back, all parents are welcome to drop in, stay for 5 minutes, stay for 10, whatever you want. Get out of the house, play with some toys, meet some
okay.
other parents. So I wanted to mention those story times are really good for that kind of thing.
Do you get a lot of parents that know each other that are bringing the young ones to events like that?
Yeah, but our favorite thing is when they meet each other at the library,
oh.
and then they start doing things together outside of story time.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes we'll get a carpool of moms from the Arizona side and say, oh, we're going to take the kids to story time. Do you want to join us?
Ah.
And then after that, they'll have a meal or go to the park or whatever they do.
Fantastic.
You know? Yeah, it's a great place to meet other people who have kids of the same age.
Yeah, and that, what was the age on that?
3 to 5, so the preschool set. Three
right.
and 4 or 5 years old, little kids, toddlers, kids who have a lot of wiggles.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Have a lot of wiggles.
And then we're bringing back Teen Shutter Club, which is on Wednesday the 13th at 3 o'clock for the teenagers. Anybody who's 12 to 17 years old is welcome to come to Teen Shutter Club. You'll learn the basics of photography with really good equipment, like a lot of really great equipment, stuff that you might not be able to see otherwise. And then we're going to have a tween scene with Miss Tracy for 5 to 11, and then another teen hangout on Wednesday the 24th. So anybody who's listening who wants more information about the kids' programs, definitely stop by the library. We have a calendar ready for you to grab and go with, and you'll see all the fun things we're doing in the whole month of August.
Wow, a lot going on.
Yes, definitely a lot going on. And that's just on, you know, that's on top of the circulations and computers and fax machine services, copier services,
right.
other business services that you might need from the library.
Yep. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you guys rent movies too.
We don't rent. You borrow them for free.
Oh, you borrow them for free.
No, yeah, you never have to pay.
So right now, what are you seeing, like, the senior population? What's the number one CD that they're coming in for?
You know what? I was in on a film screening last week at the library. We have this brand new, I should have told you this. There is a huge AV refresh in our multipurpose room. So this is our community room where we do most of our big programs. We got a new projector hung on the ceiling.
Wow.
We got surround sound, 75-inch TVs, two of them, plus a projector. and an AV deck, subwoofer, the whole thing.
You're spoiled.
Yeah, so we're in there watching this movie, the movie that we were watching that everybody seemed to be really into, House of Gucci, starring Adam Driver and Lady Gaga. It's based on the true story of the Gucci family and the Gucci brand, lots of fashion, cool 80s nostalgia scene. So, House of Gucci did really well last week at the library. A lot of people came out to see that.
House of Gucci.
Mm-hmm. And at our film screenings, we always provide snacks and popcorn.
And that's all part of your budget, too. The library district gives you money to feed these people.
Yeah. There's different ways of funding the programs. A lot of our stuff comes from the community. As an example, we have a greeting card workshop that I do. So people drop in. We do greeting cards. Before they left to live in Colorado, a local family asked us, hey, we don't want to take this stuff with us. Would you be willing to take all this scrapbooking equipment and paper? And we said, absolutely. We can't always take everything, but something consumable like that we know we're going to buy, and the scrapbooking paper and supplies that they had were awesome. And you could tell they had invested a lot of money in the projects they were doing. But, yeah, we get a lot of stuff from our patrons, and then we get money from donors, and also the library district is very supportive, and you know, we'll propose a project and they'll usually back us and make it happen. Yeah,
and that's good to have that support from up top.
It's so true. You know? I can't imagine. I thought that all library districts were like this, and you know, the longer I go in my career, I realize we're kind of special out here. Las Vegas Clark County Library District is a good district to work with. They are very supportive of their teams, and they empower staff to use, you know, innovation and technology and, you know, good old community and culture engaging ideas.
Do they like your reports when you send an email at the end of the month that says this many kids showed up for this event and this many for this event, this many seniors came in and said, how do I turn on my iPhone? Are they happy with all the numbers that you're presenting to them, the people that you're taking care of all month?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But what they really love are the photos, because it's hard to say, you know, some things you count and some things you don't count at the library. So you can't count somebody, you know, coming up to you and just, you know, telling you about their day and a smile. You don't count that. But when you have these photos that show what we're doing out here, I think they like those the most.
Yeah, okay.
So last week, Miss Tracy and Miss Mindy went to the park. And I swear, this park is so beautiful. I don't know if
it is.
I am so surprised to hear that some people in Laughlin don't, you know, regularly go to Mountain View Park. It's so gorgeous. Anyway, a couple of our staff went down there and had a library event, you know, with the approval of the Parks and Rec folks.
Sure.
And did a little outreach at the park on a nice day. It was shady. The kids came out. They played on the splash pad, you know, just, you know, talking about our library and our summer reading programs.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You guys are everywhere.
We try to be, yeah. It's hard to keep, you know, a handle on all, but I feel like the major moving pieces we got, you know.
All right. Let's take our first break. If you have questions about the Laughlin Library, give us a call, 702-298-1063. And stick around. We're going to have music, maybe. What happened? Why isn't it playing? Oh, there we go. Okay. Sometimes it just does its own thing. All right, stick around. We're going to come right back right after this.
Hi, my name is Jack Mathier, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won us many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Educators, this is the final month to turn your application in for Mojave Electric's $5,000 SunWatts Education Grant for Renewable Energy Curriculum. The deadline is August 31st, and submissions are now being accepted for the grant from teachers and schools in MEC's service area. 2 grants will be awarded this year, and the grant application is simple. Submit a short written description of the lesson plan that teaches about renewable energy and includes a material list and a cost breakdown. Please submit your write-up to Mojave Electric Cooperative, attention Julia Gehringer, or email mecpa@mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie.
Dog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery has expanded their breakfast menu. Boston Cream Pie Pancake Platter, Cinnamon Mini French Toast Platter, Blueberry Muffin French Toast Platter, Sticky Bun Waffle Platter, Lemon Blueberry Waffle Platter, and the Pecan Pie Crepes Platter. You gotta try one of them, plus every Coke product you can think of. Oh, and breakfast is available open to close. Then the bakery, muffins, cookies, cakes, and pies. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Join KNTR Talk 106.3 and 106.7 for election night coverage. Paul Lavoie will broadcast in the Win-Win Casino, located at the Shops at Lake Havasu. And Roger Galloway will be at the election headquarters in Kingman. We'll be interviewing candidates on the local, state, and federal level. Election coverage starts at 8 and is sponsored by Horizon Community Bank, Sanchez Hawkins Fine Jewelry, Long Gone Escapes, Law Offices of Kenneth E. Moyer, GDK LLC, Against All Enemies, and Win-Win Bingo Casino.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care for the tri-state area, residents and visitors, a 24-hour emergency room if you need it, a chest pain center, and they can perform cardiac catheterization 24/7. I know that because they did it last Wednesday to me. Yeah, and they can do it for you too. Learn more at warmc.com, W-A-R-M-C.com, or call 928-763-CARE, because they do. I actually told them, I said, I feel like I was being taken care of by friends. It was cool. 928-763-2273. East West Financial Center, they help you retire. Do you have a plan? Do you need a plan? Or do you need help with your existing plan? Well, call Jack Mafara. He'll sit down with you. It doesn't cost you a nickel. You know, he sits down with you half hour, an hour, talks about your plan. Doesn't cost you a dime. So call him at 928-888-9828. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 years right here in Mojave County. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. So if you want someone who can protect your initial asset and try to make you money and get you money and even show you how you can reset and make more money on the money you made, yeah, call him. 928. Sounds complicated, huh? Hey, that's why I have to have him in here. 888-9828. And Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yeah. Are you hungry for lunch? It's almost 11 o'clock. Go up there for lunch today. Look out over the greens. They're probably nice and green after the rain last night. Yeah. And then you can have a steak or pasta or burgers or salads and sandwiches. And they have a nightly special. And tomorrow night they have barbecue. Barbecue ribs, barbecue burgers. Oh, it's all good. Carry in or dine out, the public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. See the whole menu at laughlinranch.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Yeah, how are the comfort tools doing in your home or your business? Are they going to work all summer and keep you at the right temperature you like? Well, maybe you need to have them serviced. Better now than when they break. So call Arizona Comfort Solutions. People in Bullhead City and Needles, that's who they call. 928-758-2400. You can call them too, and they'll come running and service your equipment. Keep you nice and cool for the rest of the season. Then they come back and check out your furnace, your heater, and get you all ready for the winter months. When are the winter months here? November, January? All right, check them out. 758-2400. Now, back in the studio, we get about 4 minutes left here with Tanya from the Laughlin Library with just more information than we can cover.
Yes, lots more information. August is going to be busy, and we have a lot of stuff going on the adult side of the library, too. It's not just okay. The kids. So, of course, our Laughlin Writers Group meets every Monday at 1 o'clock. Local writers, published and unpublished, come together, improve their craft, share their passion. Everybody's welcome to the Writers Group on Mondays.
How many do you get to that group?
That's a big group. I want to say for regular, reoccurring, like, members, repeat members, I would say between Right now in the summer months, 10 to 15. In the winter, 15 to 20.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of writers in Laughlin, a lot of really great writers, and they are very serious.
See, I wouldn't think there's that many people that write. Read, yeah, but write.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they come in, okay. And a lot of them come from the Arizona side, so Arizona folks are welcome. And but, yeah, there's a lot of folks out here who are good writers, and I did not realize that we would get such a big group so fast.
Wow.
Especially after, you know, closing down and all that.
Yeah.
But
do they have that in Vegas, too, writers groups?
Yeah, but not at every library. It's just a few.
Okay.
And I want to say that our writers group is the best attended in the library district. I might be,
of course
that
it
might
is.
Be a reach, but
yeah, no,
I'll take
sounds
it.
Good.
Yeah. And then we're going to have our adult trivia program. This is done by Mr. John. He does these on the first Monday of the month at 5 o'clock. It's Jeopardy style board. He writes some really fun questions, and sometimes there's theme nights. So we'll get teams or people playing individually. It's a very fun, just recreational, easy group of trivia folks.
Okay.
Adult painting is back. This has been extremely popular. The first time we did adult painting, there were like 6 people. The second time, it was 15. And then this last time, there were 20 people waiting. And it was all the same people from before. So people love it.
So they told their friends and it kept
brought their husband.
Yeah,
brought their neighbors.
Okay.
So it's a beautiful, wonderful, easy afternoon of painting. We're going to be working with acrylic paint on canvas per usual. All the supplies are provided. No one ever has to bring anything to these. You just show up and make something to take home. It's a lot of fun.
Wow. So they get to take it home.
Yeah.
And they didn't have to bring anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And these items make great gifts. You know, some people, you know, are hard to shop for. And you want to make them something special. These are a good opportunity to, you know, if you have someone you want to give a gift to.
Okay.
The One Nevada Credit Union folks are coming down to the library on Saturday, the 6th at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And they're going to be providing a home buyer's seminar. And that's for anybody who's interested. It's a homebuyer seminar from the Credit Union in Nevada, getting insights you need to compete in today's home buying market.
Oh, that's good information.
So they'll field a lot of questions from folks. If you're interested in buying a home and you want to just make sure you're not missing any steps or any, you know, advantages, definitely come by the library on Saturday the 6th at 1 o'clock. And we're going to have the credit union folks talking about mortgages, home buying, the current market.
That's this Saturday, yeah.
This Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Good.
We're trying something new that I'm really excited about. I have a feeling it's going to take off. It's called Zentangle. And it is basically
Zentangle.
It's an art of meditative drawing.
Hmm.
This, I think, would be great for the person who thinks that they are crafty but not creative enough to make something really beautiful, because it's a lot of fine line ink drawing, and it promotes concentration and creativity. Again, all the supplies are going to be provided, and it's just like these repeats of these patterns to make that come out to be like really beautiful pieces.
Give the phone number for the library.
The phone number to the library is 702-507-4063.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.